drop thy still dews of quietness, till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and the stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Let the words of my lips and the meditation of my heart be always accepted in thy sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. There is a very funny old story that I heard when I moved to this country from my homeland in 2001. I'm sure that most of you have heard this story, but even if you have heard it before, you might enjoy it again. There was an old couple who argued a lot, and they decided to travel before they died. And one place they wanted to see was Israel. And while they were there in Israel, the wife died. When the husband tried to see what arrangements he could make for the funeral, the mortician told him that she could be buried in Israel for $2,000, or they could send her body home to the United States, but it would cost $20,000 to transport her. The husband thought for a moment, and he said, "We'll send her to the United States." A friend asked why he would spend so much money to send her back home. And the man said, "One time a person rose from the dead here in Israel, and I can't take that chance." Our faith, my brothers and sisters, tells us that one person indeed did rise from the dead. And that one person is Jesus Christ. And if it were not for his resurrection, we would never have heard of him. The church throughout the world sings today, "Jesus lives." And this is what puts the ring of certainty around those who die in Christ. The hope that all of us as Christians have, that those who die in Christ will live again. Jesus was a good and holy man who was a wise teacher and a powerful healer. Unlike with other religious leaders, if it weren't for Jesus' actual resurrection, his followers would never have had the courage to preach and to teach about him to the world. We remember Peter, who denied Jesus Christ. Yet the same Peter who denied Jesus Christ, we hear him preaching with boldness to the pagan audience. The apostles, my friends, had nothing to gain in this world from talking about Jesus except rejection and martyrdom. But they had to proclaim him to the world because they had seen him after the resurrection. He sent them out to continue his work, and he promised to be with them, and they wanted to be with him. And these things they could not deny. This is the good news, my friends, that Jesus lives. And as I like to say, every Sunday is a little Easter. Every Sunday, the people of God recalls the resurrection of their Lord and Savior from the grave. The good news about the resurrection spread against all odds, persecution, heresy, sinful leadership, and a way of life that demanded unselfishness and self-sacrifice. The apostles, as they preached, they gave promise of new life, eternal life, to those who heard the good news and hearing it believed in it. So their purpose was a purpose of risen life for those who are born again into Christ's life. We hear St. Paul proclaim this in his epistle to the Romans. He says, "We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live to newness of life." And this is what makes a day like today special to us, my friends. Because for the ordinary man, the course of life is birth, life, and death. But it's not so for the Christian. For us, it's life, death, and resurrection. It makes a difference. This is echoed in our epistle for today. "You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory." What joy we have as Christians today. What hope. The hope is that our bodies will rise again on the last day. But the sad thing is not all bodies will rise to glory. The Bible tells us in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 12 and verse 2, "Many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. It is not our place, my friends, to decide which group certain of our acquaintances will end up in. We cannot judge anyone's heart. Only God can. It is our place to know that we are saved, not by our own power, but through our union with the glorified and risen Christ, and to find peace in knowing that God's mercy is offered to all who seek Him. God's mercy is offered to all who seek Him. And that is the challenge of resurrection. It is the challenge. Quoting the letter of the Colossians, "If then we were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. If, my friends, we want to live new life with Christ in eternity, we must live His new life now. Now we have the opportunity. Now we have the time. Now we, as stewards of God, have the great opportunity to offer to Him our time, our talent, and our treasure to the glory of God, to the building up of His church, and to the advancement of His kingdom. Hopefully, this year 2014, our Easter celebration will inspire each of us to leave today with a new resolve to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what Alleluia means. Alleluia means praise the Lord, and to rejoice and be glad, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that is a source of hope. This is the day that is a source of salvation for all of us. Jesus lives. Happy Easter to you all. Amen.